Hi, Alexandra. This is Esther. I'm so glad that you could be with us today and answering some questions about how you wrote and published your book. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So firstly, do you want to introduce yourself and just give us a little background and tell us about yourself?
Sure. My name is Alexandra Greenewald. I'm a New York-based personal stylist. I've been styling since 2001 here in New York and actually started my career in Boston. What else? Half of my career was spent chasing after fashion styling work, which was like working on photo shoots and working with celebrities. And then I kind of got burned out on that, and I went back to my first passion, which was personal styling, which is working one-on-one with women. So that is the whole focus of my business now, and I consider myself more an entrepreneur than actually a stylist, because a lot of people see stylists as sort of a jumping, like a springboard to a next position, like to be an editor, but I know that this is my area of genius. It's how I spread my light into the world.
Very, very nice. And we met at a business mastermind, and I saw that you had written two books, and that's what fascinates me. You know, entrepreneurs that want a book for their business, and most entrepreneurs, they want it, but either they don't start it or they'll start their book and they won't finish it, and they consider it like a huge struggle, almost like a job, to write their book so they can position themselves either as an expert as having a book, or they want to share lots of information, you know, with lots of people in one place, but they just feel challenged getting it started, getting it written, getting it finished. So tell me a little bit about why you decided to write, you know, these books.
Well, Esther, for me, it wasn't a struggle because I find writing incredibly easy to me. When I got tested for my aptitude, I found out that one of the things I excel is the flow of ideas. So I can write and brainstorm and write. But the funny thing is, when I was younger in school, I was never very good at English because I didn't really want to follow the rules. I didn't want to be like grammatically correct all the time. And so until I sort of found my voice, found that I wanted to be casual, found that I wanted to really engage the reader in like a very approachable, funny way, I like writing was hard. But once I sort of started blogging, so really it was, I started blogging, I found my voice, and then I realized that I kept going to Barnes & Noble looking for a book that would help me as a fashion stylist, that would help me show me the ropes. Because when I moved to New York, I knew one person in fashion, and she was really a friend of a friend. So I had no, like, big Rolodex. And so I would go to Barnes & Noble, and I looked through the stacks, and I'd look for this mastermind book that would tell me what to do as a fashion stylist in New York City, and it didn't exist. So the first book, I wrote that after I had gained all the knowledge, after I had worked a bunch of years in the fashion industry and realized, you know, that it was really challenging. So I sort of wrote the book that I wanted to read. And that book was an ebook. And it's really interesting because my second book, I decided to do something totally different. And my second book is essentially a style directory of all of my personal industry contacts and favorite resources. It's where I send my clients to find, let's say, like the best umbrella store, or where to get their sweater fixed because there's a hole in it. You know, there's a reweaving company. Which company to buy your laundry detergent from. So it's sort of a very in-depth style directory, and it was something that I knew it would make my job easier as a stylist, because what I found is that as I was working with clients, I would always send them to the same bra fitter, and then I would send them to the same jean source. And I was like, well, what if I just put everything in the book instead of, because I would email clients after the session, like, here's the place to go, and you should set up an appointment. So now I can just say, oh, it's in the book. So both books were written based on sort of a need that I saw, but the second book is in print, and I cannot speak more highly about going the extra distance to get it in print, because for me, I found that that has more weight, has more perceived value than actually an ebook. Because when I wrote the first one, people were like, oh yeah, it's an ebook, and there's something about an ebook where I would like go down two notches versus with a book in print, I felt like, oh, I went up 10 points.
Oh, wow. And do you have your book on ebook? Your second book, is that online also? Can people buy that online on Kindle, or is it just a print?
So right now it's just on print. It's for sale on my website at alexandrastylist.com. It's also for sale on Amazon, but I kind of went backwards. I wanted to do the print version and then the digital version. So right now, because my book, Vetted by a Stylist, is so, how do I say, changeable, resources change. So I'm working on the second edition, and I'm going to release the second edition probably on Apple iBook, and then if things go well, release as an app.
Oh, wow. Release the book as an app? I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, as an app, because basically so you could be walking around Manhattan and it would show you, oh, you're right by this place to get a blowout, or, you know, you should go and eat here.
Wow, very, very interesting. So now come the big questions. Because most of the people that I work with are writers, and either they're creative writers and they're writing a story of nonfiction or fiction, or lots of people I work with are entrepreneurs, and they want to put exactly what you're doing, which is to write a book about their business, write a resource book, and they get a good start. They get really fast out of the gate. You know, they'll make the outline, they'll start writing, but they just drop off after the, you know, that initial high of writing. So how did you find you were able to keep your business going, you know, styling women, at the same time writing your book and finishing your book? Was it a matter of, like, planning time in your calendar to write? Was it a desire thing? Was it a practical thing that got you going? Was it more of a emotional thing where, you really wanted this book out there? Like, just tell me a little bit about your process of writing and keeping that discipline of finishing the book.
Well, my first book, I just wrote it very quickly, and I just, like, banged it out, and it's short. It's only, I think, 68 pages, so it was really easy for me to do. And then the hard part was, like, finding images that I could use. My second book, I just wrote, like, I think I remember wrote the first draft, and I banged it out, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, and then I sort of, like, put it away, and then I would revisit it when I'd have a lag in business, because my business is not a 12-month business, the personal styling. There are months out of the year where it's really quiet, and that's why I have a program called Closet Clarity, which is on demand, and that's why I, you know, write books, because I have months where I don't want to sit there twiddling my thumbs. But I would, if I was going to give advice to people, just figure out what works for you. Like, maybe you have to schedule it in. I just knew that there would be chunks of time during the year where I could come back to it. Although at one point, the second book, Vetted by a Stylist, for me, I came up against more walls, because I knew I needed images. So that was a big challenge. Like, how do I get images? So we tried sourcing a lot of the images from the book, because, like, I didn't want to go around photographing everything at first. I was like, I don't have time for this, you know. Let's just get it out there. But I did end up doing, and then I experimented with Fiverr. I hired a Fiverr photographer. That was kind of a disaster. And then I ended up just shooting as I was going along when I was working with clients. I would show up early and I'd shoot a bunch of accessories or I'd shoot stuff that would be supporting. So I ended up doing the photography too. And then the graphics part, working with a graphic designer, was also the most challenging because that took 2.5 years. And about, I would say, maybe a year ago, I was like ready to give up because I was like 2 years in of like, I worked with one of the graphic designers that quit on me, and then I worked with another one, and he was painfully slow. Like, he would take a week to even respond to my email. It was, like, just – I had the worst experience with that, like, just not getting what I wanted, not getting things delivered on time. They were always demanding more money. I mean, it was just – it was not fun. So I was about to give up, and my boyfriend, Marcus, was like – you can't throw in the towel now. That's ridiculous. You know, you've already put all this time and effort. Just finish it already. And so I was like, yeah, you're right. Okay. You know, but yeah, so that was the big stumbling block was working with the graphic designer. And if I was going to go back and do it, like, I'm already working on my third book, which I basically said I hired an editor off of Upwork. I'm a big fan of outsourcing. And so I hired an editor to basically go through my whole blog, which is like almost 600 blog posts by now. And I told her, you know, I really want a book that represents what I've been writing about and represents like the more deeper issues that I've come across as a stylist, not the fluffy, like, here's 5 ways to wear a leopard. That's stupid. So that's how I'm going to get the third book done, is basically repurposing. Are you there?
Yes.
So I think a lot of people don't realize they already have content.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, if
that's
they've been blogging, or let's say they've even been Instagramming, like, how could they take their Instagram feed and turn that into a book? Maybe it's just a book of quotes. I mean, I've seen books where I'm like, really? That's a book? That's like so simple, you know?
Yeah, that's so true. Lots of people do that with their blog posts, you know, and that's another reason to write really good blog posts, because you can eventually turn it into a book.
I mean, yeah. I remember seeing, who was it? There was some art coach that published a book. And it was basically like a grown-up coloring book, and it had like one sentence on every page, like a prompt. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even it didn't even take anything to write. I mean, so I say, you know, revisit your whole idea of like what is a book. Like Vetted by a Stylist is a phone book with some stories and some pictures, and it's highly curated, but it's not, it's not me, like, you know, waxing and waning and using big prose or, you know, so, and that really helped me to change my definition.
That is so important. I love that you said that, because entrepreneurs tell me, oh, I'm not a writer. So when you say that, that makes me realize you don't have to be a writer. You're like you said, you're curating content for your readers based on your business as you go along. And I think, or you're, you know, collecting your blog posts or your photos on Instagram, you know, or having a book of quotes or whatever it is that supports your business. You don't have to be a writer. And I also love that, you know, you go out and outsource. You know, you hired an editor.
I hired an editor, but this editor is like truly doing a lot.
Wow.
You know, previous editors, like, I delivered a draft and they corrected for grammar. Like, there was no like, oh, this section should go here. This should be organized this way. I mean, this is more of like an overhaul. This is like, okay, I've written all this. Now help me polish it and turn it into something. But the other thing I wanted to suggest to your readers is that when I write what I'm going to say, because I do public speaking sometimes, I often record. So, like, let's say you feel like you're not a writer. Well, you can talk, can't you? So why not talk on a subject and then pay someone to transcribe it? You know, that's a very easy way to write a book, is to say it and then have it turn, and then, you know, polish your little turds, polish your diamonds.
Love it. Love it. That's fantastic. Now, do you find that writing your book, besides benefiting your business, because I know, like, from a writer's perspective, you know, when I write, it just, I love the process of writing. And I know that, like you're saying, from an entrepreneurial perspective, it's more of a, you know, using it for your business as a tool. But do you feel like writing these books benefited you, like, in any other area of your life? Meaning, like, maybe you felt a sense of completion, or maybe it was like a, you know, your Mount Everest to climb, or, you know, or was it just, you know, basically something towards your business? So I guess the question is, you know, have the process of writing the book benefited you in any other area of your life besides your business?
Well, I do what I do because it feeds my soul, because it makes my heart sing. So, like, I remember my boyfriend was like, well, you should think about, like, how would you go about selling, like, X number of copies? And I realized, for me, it's not about copies. It's not about numbers. It's about reaching people, helping people. So, like, when I get a review, like a really heartfelt review, or I get an email from someone, like, years back I got this amazing, I want to read it to you. So this woman wrote me, "Your PDF book has inspired me, but not in the way you might think. I always had an interest in fashion and wondered if I would be a good stylist, and I found out that I would probably not. I think your story is amazing and your tips are useful and fantastic. You found your passion and kept plugging away until you became a success. I might not make a good stylist, but you have given me hope and inspiration for something else, and for that I'm grateful. I'm so glad you wrote a book about your experience. I believe once you find what you are meant to do, the rest falls into place and it seems true for you. I hope that I can make it true for me." That was by Elizabeth James, secretary to a federal judge. So for me, that is, like, kind of why I write.
Wow.
I sort of, you know, it just warms my heart, which, I don't know, maybe that's sort of backwards, just to do it for, you know, the people that you touch. But I sort of feel like that's my currency, because, you know, neither of my books are going to be, like, big bestsellers. They're niche books. But, like, I consider myself a niche person. You know, I'm not someone that reads bestsellers, so why would I want to reach that sort of bestseller audience? That's not what I'm focused on. And the women that I serve, they're often women that are not identified as a market share. They're not being targeted. They're often being, like, left out. So, like, I'm working with a woman right now. She's a size 20, and she's lost 100 pounds, and she's recovering from cancer. And
Wow. Working
with her is really, like, I'm getting a lot out of it because I'm helping her so much. So I feel motivated. I feel motivated to help people because it makes me feel good.
Wow. Wonderful. So fun.
But yeah, there's definitely, you know, I feel like there's definitely, like, a perceived value, you know, for my business. That my perceived value has gone up because I've published a book, because I've published a book in print, because people see it, people like it, and it definitely opens doors. But again, for me, it was not about, like, let's sell tons of copies. You know, it was like, no, how do I share my message with the right people?
Wow, very, very interesting. And what platform did you use to... So you self-published your second book?
Yes. So my first book, I just had to make a PDF, sold the PDF on my website. Very straightforward. I didn't even put it on Kindle. which is very bare bones. And that was great just because it was right. like that's where I wanted it to be. My second book, I basically did Ingram Sparks, and I would not recommend them.
Okay.
I hate to say I had a lot of printing issues. In fact, we're still trying to get a perfect proof out of them. And that process has been really long and arduous. So, like, just getting books that didn't have, like, slight mistakes in them has been really challenging. I was going to do Create Space, Amazon's self-publishing platform. And that is a great platform if you have a book that's basically black and white inside and just text. It's not a good platform if you want any sort of color or full color or photos like inside and out, because their costs are about double what Ingram charges. So, and all of this, like I learned this by default because I was planning on doing Create Space and had to go in sort of a back door way. So basically what I'm doing now is Ingram is printing all of my books. I'm shipping books to Amazon, and they're fulfilling it, and I'm considered a third-party reseller.
Okay.
So that's how I'm on Amazon. But originally, I was going to do Create Space, and I looked into it, and I priced it, and then I priced my book at $24.99, which I thought that's the highest it could go for a paperback, but it is full color. And then by the time I had my book had grown and basically doubled in pages, so when I went to go do it, Amazon was telling me that I was going to have to raise the price of the book if I wanted to make like even like 40 cents. So the financial part really didn't make sense. And all of this I learned by trial and error. There was really wasn't a book. I wish I had read a book or done a course or something, because the self-publishing world, I read a lot of blogs, but still – I didn't find any blogs that explained how the game changes when you've got color photos inside. And that
where we could go today, like if you had to start over and have your color photos in your book, and where would you go today to have that done? Like, where are you going for your third book?
Oh, well, I said to my editor, I said, the third book, no pictures, no color inside, okay? Fuck color. I was like, you know, if we have anything, we'll have, like, black and white illustrations or something. I was like, never again. I did price printing in China. There were some people on Twitter when I had announced that I was, you know, working on my book, because I did pre-promote my second book pretty heavily for about a year. And some people found me that way. I think it was Star Printers or something like that. They contacted me and I looked into them. And I could have printed my book for about a third of the price, but in China, and there was like a lag time of like 2 months. So I probably would have done that, because it taken that long with proofs anyways. I don't know, maybe that would have delayed it by a year. Who knows? But I have a newfound respect for the publishing industry, because at one point I went to see an astrologer to ask what dates I should release the book, what would be favorable, and She said to me, listen, don't be a fusspot. Don't be such a perfectionist. Just get it out there. Stop being such a fusspot, because, you know, I am a perfectionist. I'm a Virgo, so I see every mistake that other people miss. And, you know, there's days where I have to be like, you know what, it's not perfect, but I don't think anyone else is going to notice, and people are just going to focus on the message.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. Do you have any final words for any entrepreneurs out there that are writing, getting started on their e-books or print books, and any writers that you know, have been writing and are writing a creative book and e-book, and just, you know, want to hear it from somebody that's done it like you have? Like, what final words of advice would you give?
I would say pre-promote. Let people in on your process and talk about it on social in advance. You know, let people in. Let them know you're making an outline. Let them know that you just finished a chapter. Let them know that, you know, like, let them in. And then also, one of the things that I did which really helped was I crowdsourced selecting my cover. My cover photo. So, like, I'm in a mastermind. I was in Marie Forleo's.
Hello? Did we just cut out? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, what part did you miss?
So, you said you crowdsourced selecting your photo. Does that mean financially or just with opinions?
No, meaning with opinions. So basically, within Marie Forleo's B School, I asked other people to vote for their favorite photo and then vote for their favorite cover. And what I did, by letting people in on the process and letting and asking questions and like having their opinion matter, the thing that I didn't realize what would happen, because I had a hard time picking, but what was so cool about it is that these people were invited on the journey, and then when it did come out, they were very excited, and they talked about my book to other people. So I say, if you can, like, get other people involved in the process and excited before you come out with the book, that's going to help a lot.
I love that.
Hello? Hello? Esther? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, are you still there?
Yeah, I lost you.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. Oh, wow, that was absolutely such a fantastic, informative conversation. I myself learned so much from everything that you had to say. And I just love your process and the research that you've done, and especially the pre-promoting and letting people know. I think so many people don't want to let people know because they're afraid they won't finish their book. But I love that. I think that can help people actually finish their book, because saying, hey, I did another chapter, and people will hold you accountable. Like, where's the book? I want to read it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. I love that. And asking opinion for the covers, which one do you like? These are fantastic, fabulous. Thank you so much.
If I was going to go back, I would, I don't know. I mean, because I was incredibly late on my date. I was afraid to tell anyone else a date, and I'm glad that I didn't tell anyone else a date of when it was coming out, because it was so delayed. But in a lot of instances, I just had to be like, you know what, Alexandra, you're just doing it on your time, and it's okay. You can be a turtle. You just get there, you know. Don't worry about the time. Just get there. So I had to do a lot of – have a lot of conversations with myself to give myself permission to do it my way.
I love that because the self-talk I know is so important, and to have those conversations. And it's like a combination of seeking the outside support, but also knowing that you yourself are the one that has to self-talk yourself and say, you know, you can do this, and this is going to be good, and this is going to be wonderful. And this is information that really only you can share. I mean, each one of us that write a book, whatever it is that we're writing, you know, it's coming from us. And I actually can't wait to read your book now. I'm not like a big fashion person, but I'm thinking to myself, wow, I'd love that resource book. And I'd love to read your stories about styling people. Like, this sounds like a great book. And, yeah, So if anybody wants to read your book, where can they get it?
So my second book is at vettedbystylist.com, and then I'll take you to the sales page. But again, if you like Amazon, you can order on Amazon. I do still offer, if you buy through me, through my website, I give you an autographed copy personalized to you, and I also include a sample of one of my favorite fashion solution products, Bling Dots and Bling Guards. So I give a little incentive to order for me. But I know that there's some people that they love Amazon, they love free shipping, they love all that. So
very, very nice. And if somebody wants to work with you as a stylist, like how can they contact you?
What area are you in?
Are you in New York?
Yes, I'm in New York City. I work out of Manhattan. A lot of my clients live in Manhattan or the tri-state area. And you can find me at alexandrastylist.com.
Okay.
And
wonderful.
That's where I'm at. And
thank
I'm on
you.
Instagram at Alexandra Greenwald and Twitter at Alexandra Style. I do social.
Alexandra Greenwald on Instagram?
Yes, Alexandra Greenwald on Instagram.
And Alexandra Stylist on Twitter.
Alexandra Style on Twitter.
On Twitter. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. This was absolutely fantastic.
It was fun. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you. And when your next book comes out, I would love to hear from you so that we can talk again and you can
share
your book with everybody.
Rather than later. I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm like, push this baby out. 2.5-year bullshit.
Wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to have this up on my website, estherfink.com, E-S-T-H-E-R, Fink, F-I-N-K.com. I'm also going to be sending it to, you know, everybody that I work with, you know, all the writers and entrepreneurs I work with, and I'll definitely send you a copy of this recording. And that was wonderful, and that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for asking me. It was fun. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk at the event more.
Yeah. Yeah, but this was great.
Yay.
And I'll definitely, you know, any feedback I get from people on this recording and how it helped them, like if anybody listens to this and if anything resonates with you, please let me know, info@estherfink.com, and I'd love to pass it on to you so you can hear feedback of what people love about your books and your process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, have a wonderful day, and we'll talk
you
soon.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Esther.